This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not... This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Here we go.
Yeah. So I like to tell everybody everything all the time. Like if something happens to me, I like to just relay it. I take it in and regurgitate it out. Once again, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root, who's got the week off. He'll be back on Monday. All these fantastic stations across the entire country. But I broadcast out of the same studio I broadcast my morning show right here in Connecticut, right between Boston and New York, and so I'm bald by choice, and you know, like Mr. Clean, kind of that look, but certainly not as good looking as Mr. Clean. But there was a hair on my console here now. So my question is, where did it come from? Like, where did that thing come from? How did it travel from wherever it was to here in front of me, making me borderline nauseous? Right, because I come in here, man. And I clean this place down like nobody's business. In the morning, and nobody's in here but me. Really, I'm the only real live show. So I come in here and I clean it down, wipe down, I come back again, like for this show, do it again. There's a hair here. Like, it's like the black and white cookie episode of Seinfeld. Like, where did it come from? How did it get here? How did it travel here? Was it on me? Even that's disgusting, but somehow it got here. And, I don't know if I'm capable of handling something like that. All right, so listen, what do you want to do? You want to go down the road of minimum wage, or would you like to talk about antitrust laws? Oh, where did I get one of those? Either one of those? It just popped to me. I felt like I wanted to talk about one of these two things. So I tell you what, we'll do minimum wage. See where that takes us. So the problem with, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is I was having a conversation with a couple people about this within the last couple of days, and you know whether or not we should get to the minimum wage. And of course, everybody who's running for political office, they're probably going to get asked this question. So get your notepad out, nice little sharpened pencil, and get ready to write down what I'm about to tell you, because you might be able to answer some of the questions at some of your debates with what I'm about to say. So the problem with increasing the minimum wage is it's yet another government restriction impeding, and in some case eliminating, decisions from both employers and employees. There may be employees who are willing to work for less than $15 an hour if, in fact, it guarantees them a job. There may be employers who are certainly willing to pay less, but because it's a job that's worth less. So raising the minimum wage to, let's say, 15 from where it is right now, in some cases, would be detrimental to folks who are willing to do it for less. Plus, again, it's another way for the government to sink their claws into you. Freedom to work or hire workers solely on their worth is conveniently eradicated in that situation. Unlike most conservative-minded thinkers... Are you a conservative-minded thinker out there? I hope you are. If you're a conservative-minded thinker, most of us, a minimum wage is necessary for prospective employee motivation, maybe. Americans resigned to suckling at the, well, I won't say it, of the federal government may gravitate towards federally funded programs rather than seek out employment. You understand what I'm saying? If you're a slug and Uncle Sam will pay your bills and feed your family, or feed you at least, with some kind of EBT card, why work? Why work for something as low as $7.25 an hour when Uncle Sam will make sure you don't starve. There is a certain level of motivation that comes with a higher minimum wage. So I understand that part of it. It's really the only part of it that I think has a lot of credence to it. $7.25 is too low. And there's really no net worth for some people. Simply, they just won't work at $7.25. However, an explosion to $15 an hour would be devastating to the country. You know, we must make a distinction between a living wage and a minimum wage. And the two are not the same. Minimum wage jobs are entry-level jobs, entry-level positions. They're not designed or intended to support a family. Let's not treat them as such. Entry-level employment usually consists of tedious work, but it's a learning mechanism shaping younger employees, for future jobs. I mean, jumping from $7 an hour to 15 or even 20 could have, again, catastrophic implications. And you don't get a chance to learn jobs that you wouldn't get a chance to learn if, in fact, the price tag was $15 or $20 an hour. And by the way, in 2014, the Congressional Budget Study estimated that if the federal government imposed a $10 minimum wage, this is in 2014, the country would lose over 500,000 jobs. 500,000 people would lose their job. As the minimum wage would increase, job loss would coincide with that increase exponentially. Higher it goes, less jobs. Harvard Business School did a study that with each $1 increase in the minimum wage, restaurants would lose a modicum of 4% per dollar increase. So there would be loss of jobs and loss of profit, period. Employers would be handcuffed. If they have to pay a dishwasher $15 an hour, the hostess is going to want $20. The line cook might insist on $25. All the minimum wage jobs are not equal. It's really that simple. So you know, setting that floor of $15 is just not fair, or $20 in some cases. You've heard this before. They talk about the living wage. An employer simply will not hire someone unless it's beneficial to the business. Period. If you've got to hire somebody that puts you out of business, you're not going to hire them. Young people will lose entry-level jobs simply due to economics, and those positions will be replaced by advanced technology. You see it now. You see it everywhere, right? You see the kiosks popping up, self-checkout lanes. I mean, how many people actually, when they go to the supermarket, actually stand in line with a checkout clerk? I don't. I haven't. Unless I have to buy... Let's say I buy a gift card or something, because you have to use the actual cashier if you're buying a gift card. But I go to the self-checkout. It's easier, faster. I don't have to talk to anybody. Sorry. I ring it up as I want. Bang, bang, bang. I hate to say it, but that's the case. And that's the case in a lot of different things. Think about the jobs that we've lost in our lifetime. How many people pump gas? Just sit down and think about it one day and how many jobs are just gone because technology improves and technology is going to continue to improve. Artificial intelligence will continue to rob jobs. And people will have to take, you know, other jobs will get created. I'm not a moron. Of course, that's the case. We know that, but not to the same level. I mean, I think there was a study, there was a 60-minute study where they went into depth on this. And I don't remember what year, but it was really within the next decade. They said somewhere around 25% of these types of jobs would be completely eliminated by 2030. Jobs that, as soon as they can replace somebody with AI, they're going to do it. And in particular, if you're making $20 an hour and you have insurance and you call out sick and all that goes along with that, if you're a business owner, why in the hell would you want to hire somebody when you don't have to? All the negatives that come along with that would simply disappear. And all you'd be doing is having to outlay the initial cost of the technology. And then after that, you're gold. So be very careful. Like I said, if you're out there ready to debate somebody sometime soon in your election, I know the election primary is here in Connecticut. The primary is coming up Tuesday for the Republicans. in most of these cases, Democrats are having this as well. But in the major races, it's coming up on Tuesday, and then down the road, there'll be more debates coming. But inevitably, minimum wage is a question that's always asked because the people who run these debates normally are progressives, and they think they can get you in a gotcha moment. Because, oh my God, if you don't think $15 is fair, then you're some kind of an ogre. Well, you know, you could produce some documentation that, hey, you know what? I make it 15, people are going to lose their jobs. Younger kids aren't going to be able to get into the workforce. So I do think $7.50 is too low, or $7.25 is too low. I do think that. I think people won't work at that number. Right? I mean, if you have a choice of, again, sitting on a stoop and getting Uncle Sam to pay your bills or going out and working for 5 cents an hour, you're probably going to stay home. I get that. I mean, not everybody, but I get that mindset. And, you know, you make it 10, you make it worth people's while. I think that's a nicer, better place to start. But even that, having those restrictions, it's almost hypocritical what I'm saying. But I do feel like there's got to be some kind of a middle ground. But you can make the argument that, hey, people won't work unless you pay them what, you know, what they're worth, right? So, I mean, you're not going to do a job, or you don't want to do a job that's, you're going to get $2 an hour, unless we're in a flat-out depression, which, you know, hopefully we don't get to. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there, something different to talk about as far as minimum wage. So we can chat about that, or you can email me if you've got your own opinions, leelcradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you as far as that goes. But I usually do have all the answers. Most of the time. When I really pay attention. Yeah. All right. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation will join me at the bottom of the hour. John LeBoutelier, former congressman. We'll talk about Nancy Pelosi, Tony D, and then Chet and Hayward will join me in the next hour. It's going to be fun. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics
antibiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dynavite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Or something. What was that?
A little wake up mix.
Man. What's your first day?
All right, well, it's going to be Chris and friends for the rest of the show.
Can I have some music? What is that? It's like a Flock of Seagulls thing going on there?
Hey, I didn't pick the cut.
Yeah.
It was Andrew Paul.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for joining us. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. If you're tuning in to hear Wayne, I know you miss him. I'm sure he misses you, all of that. He will be back again on Monday. I have a guest coming up in just a bit, and we'll chat about what's happening, or at least Nancy Pelosi's trip, which I still don't understand why she made that trip to Taiwan, but we can get into that in a little bit. So monkeypox is out and about. So it's painful. I should give you a couple headlines about this. Somebody sent me this with all the deets as far as monkeypox go, which, again, obviously it's a racist name because we found that out here in the last couple days. But it's a viral disease, monkeypox, spreading around the world. So far, there are 6,300 known cases in the United States, almost entirely among gay and bisexual men. New York, California, Illinois, and some cities have declared states of emergency following the World Health Organization's own declaration. How bad is it? Monkeypox produces symptoms that can range from unpleasant to painful, although they are rarely deadly. At least 6 deaths of the 25,000 cases have been reported in places where the virus was not known to exist before the current outbreak. Monkeypox mostly spreads through close physical contact, typically skin touch, but I was told that it's not like a handshake skin to skin. Skin to skin. It's got to be, I guess, a little bit more of, well, you figure it out. Most infections in the current outbreak have occurred during, during sex. So that's sort of what they're figuring out. What can you do? Well, most people are not currently at serious risk of catching monkeypox, unless, of course, you are gay or bisexual. So in that case, You've got to take extra precautions. And apparently, again, the World Health Organization and some folks here are trying to make vaccines, treatments, and all that go along with that. And we know about the World Health Organization and vaccines in general. I mean, Wayne talks about it, screams about it every single night of the week, and initially so, that the vaccines that we created for coronavirus don't work. Or if they work, there's, you know, a certain level of, let's say, instability. Is that fair? Or a certain level of disappointment, maybe, is a better way to put it. When you're on your fourth shot and you're the president of the United States and supposed to, you know, supposed to have all of the precautions surrounding the president of the United States, like you're living in a bubble, and still you get it for the second time or a rebound of it after getting two shots and two boosters, and again, having everybody and anybody who is supposedly wise and smart when it comes to the vaccines and COVID around you, making sure that that you don't get sick, you get sick again. I have to admit, there are people in this building. We have had a little outbreak of the COVID here in this building. People are back. No one, you know, no one got seriously ill, but it's still out there. It's still hitting people. It's still knocking some folks around. I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere. We've come to that conclusion, I think, right? I mean, I don't really. No, I mean, we can go round and round on this. I feel like I've talked about COVID until I'm literally not blue in the face. Hey, there's a 75. This is kind of cool. There's a 75. Whether you like Saudi Arabia or not, this is still kind of neat. A 75-mile-long skyscraper is being built in Saudi Arabia. It will apparently. They're building the world's largest structure, which will be two buildings up to 1,600 feet tall, and they run parallel for 75 miles. 75 miles. So you'll be able to travel through this corridor, so 75 miles, that connect these two together like a giant walkway with a speed, like a speed train in there. So you can go from one skyscraper to another. And it's expected to cost up to $1 trillion, and is supposed to, I guess, house about 5 million people when it's fully constructed. So, interesting. All right, music is playing. Let's get serious. We'll come back. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation will join me. He's fantastic. We'll chat with him, then former Congressman John LeBoutillier. I'm going to hit them both with the Nancy Pelosi story, or at least the Nancy Pelosi question as to why, oh, why, oh, why. Did Nancy Pelosi get on Air Force, was it one or two? She got on Air Force One, I think, and travel over to Taiwan to stir things up over in the Pacific Rim. She did bring ice cream out here to Taiwan, and they were happy about that. All right, we'll come right back. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted on Wednesday to approve a treaty that would expand NATO to include Finland and Sweden. Only Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri voted no. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky voted present. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski was killed in a car crash. She had been representing the state since 2013. Indiana Republican Senator Todd Young reacts to the news.
This is going to be a really big gap to fill in her public life. But more personally, Jackie was a person of deep faith and strong conviction and just incredibly smart person. What I really remember about her, she had an amazing sense of humor, high energy. She knew how to light up a room. She'd go into a room and immediately people would be happier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Our guest next is Tommy Binion. All right, so here's where I got to start with you, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Is why in the world was Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan? Like, I understand after you put your foot in your mouth, you got to show up, but why did she go?
You know, there's two sides to that coin, Lee. On the one hand, I think she's probably in legacy defining mode. I don't think she's going to be the Speaker of the House in January of next year, and so I think she probably has a list of things that she wants to tick off that she wanted to do in her time in Congress. And the other side of that coin, if you want to give her the most noble intentions available, she is there to not recognize Taiwan as independent, but something akin to supporting Taiwan in its cold struggle with China.
I mean, I understand everything that politicians do technically is quote unquote political, but this is just politics, period. I mean, what did they talk about?
I think generally speaking, that's true. We don't think of Speaker Pelosi as having anything to do with foreign relations. On the other hand, you know, this is so poorly coordinated by the Democrats altogether. It would be one thing if President Biden had supported it, talked to her about it, made a public speech about it, that kind of thing. There appears to be a division there that made us look quite weak in this scenario. On the other hand, her having been the trip going off without a hitch, that is good news, right? That is good news, and it makes China look somewhat weak.
Didn't seem like Biden wanted her to go.
No, it clearly didn't seem like Biden wanted to go, and the administration didn't want to make a public display of it.
Right.
But, Lee, I think you're right to be thinking about American politics as a possible explanation.
There are some polls out right now that are showing a little bit more favorability than you might have anticipated for Biden. Why do you think that is? And as the midterms get closer and closer, how do you see this playing out as far as voters when they get ready to cast their votes? Is this a big deal?
Well, I don't think we're going to get the same old, same old. I think Americans are very, very frustrated with their government up and down. You know, going back to COVID and on to what they're doing in the schools and on to President Biden's failures and on to the sort of shenanigans of the Democrats in Congress. I think the American people are very, very frustrated. But without a very clear agenda from the Republican side, these are the policies we intend to act, and here's how we intend to get there. I think that race, the national race for the majority in Congress, is bound to tighten, because it's very hard to beat an incumbent president without an agenda. So
right.
What I think you're going to see this fall to counter that tightening you're talking about is a crystallization of the Republican agenda. Biden's failures are manifold, but I think the Republicans in Congress are going to pick the border. They're going to pick the failures of Mayorkas at DHS. They're going to pick gas prices, and single out the failures of the Biden administration to deal with inflation. And they are going to have step-by-step plans of what they intend to do about it. Otherwise, that tightening that you're talking about, which we are definitely seeing in the polls, is only going to get tighter and tighter.
Any chance that the voters are smart enough to figure out, or at least the perception that they've figured out, that Biden is his own entity and so incapable and incompetent that he's such an anchor, he's not even factored into the equation when people come out to vote in November?
Well, surely the Democrats are going to try that narrative, but it doesn't match the reality, in my opinion. The Democratic majority in the House and the Democratic majority in the Senate have been with Biden at every step of the way. It's not like they've decided to ignore him and do constructive things on their own. No, they are effectuating his agenda. The Democrats are not running with Joe Biden, that he's not appearing on the campaign trail. He's not out there endorsing them. They are not touting their relationship with him. And that's telling. But I think the American people, you know, are smart enough to know that this is one unit acting in concert to take these actions. In fact, in many ways, it's the Democratic Congress dragging Biden to the left. So I kind of think the opposite. I hope we're smart enough to see that they're working together. Their failures are the Democrats in Congress' failures, and I think we will try to see this. We will see the Democrats try to distance themselves as much as possible. But if they are successful in doing it, they would really be the first same party government to be able to separate themselves. And there's no merit to that claim.
Right. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation, joining us. We always appreciate him carving out some time. Heritage.org is the website. You can also follow him on Twitter. Kansas voters keep abortion. Surprised or not?
A little bit surprised. Yeah, the turnout on the pro-life side of that ballot measure was quite low, and the turnout on the Democratic side of that ballot measure was quite high. It's disappointing. But I don't think it is the end-all, be-all. Look, this is the result of the Dobbs decision is that the American people will get to decide the abortion policies that are going to govern themselves. You know, the Dobbs is a great victory. Overturning Roe v. Wade is a great victory for self-governance. And I'm, you know, in some states that's going to look like ballot measures. In other states, that is going to look like state statute, and in potentially on the federal level, there is going to be action to regulate and restrict abortion as well. But up and down all those levels that I just mentioned, that's a lot better than seven people in 1973 that made this decision for everybody across this country.
Right.
So we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses, and there was a loss in Kansas last night. I don't think that's the end of the abortion debate in Kansas, and it's certainly not the end of the abortion debate across the rest of the country.
I saved the best for last year. So all of a sudden we're sailing along, and Manchin and Schumer apparently are holding secret meetings, and voila, you've got a brand new deal. Whether or not they passed that, but they're working on that obviously today, tomorrow, whenever. Any surprise there that this thing came out of nowhere?
Not surprised, no. They were negotiating this in secret all along. That seemed to be evident before, but once the deal came out, it was clear. Manchin and Schumer were cooking this thing up, and they think they'll be able to get the Democrats together to pass that bill. I'm not so sure. We have no idea how Kyrsten Sinema is going to vote. She's outspoken against tax hikes, and the biggest surprise in this bill are a huge number of tax hikes. Once upon a time, it was a big political problem for a president to promise not to raise taxes, as Joe Biden did, on Americans making under $400,000, and then turn around and support a tax increase that does just that. So I think this bill has some pretty big baggage in both the Senate and the House, and there is a lot of football left to play. I'm feeling optimistic that there may be, to be clear, this is a Democrat-only exercise. They're either going to get all their frogs in a wheelbarrow or not.
Right.
But I'm feeling optimistic that maybe they will see the wisdom in rejecting a massive tax and spend package in the middle of a recession. But they went and spent $280 billion on the first day of the recession on the CHIPS Act. So who knows what they'll do.
Can the Dems legitimately try to spin this as not a tax increase? I mean, can they sell that to the American people?
It's a harder sell in the middle of a recession when people are feeling the pain of inflation. Every prominent Democrat I've seen on Twitter in the last week, from Barack Obama to Bill Clinton to Nancy Pelosi, they have all had there are these videos of them looking straight into the camera and saying something like, don't raise taxes in the middle of a recession.
Right.
Well, that is exactly what they plan to do. So they'll convince some, but look, we're all feeling the pain and paying attention. That's not a good recipe to pass this thing. But, if they do, it isn't based on their electoral hopes. If they do this, it is a power grab on the way out the door, in my opinion.
All righty, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. We got to run, Tommy. I appreciate that. Tommy Binion, check him out. TP Binion on Twitter. Follow that. So one thing before I do get to a break, and I saw this and I wanted to share it with you guys because it is a good thing. So when the government is corrupt, it is up to the people to demand election integrity. And there was this photo that was tweeted out in Arizona. Arizona Patriots were staking out ballot boxes in Mesa, Arizona. And so they were doing this in the middle of the night. And there's pictures of them sitting around almost like a little, like pseudo, like around a bonfire, so to speak. There's no fire, but they're sitting around with their, you know, their lawn chairs. And they're just hanging out. And they're discouraging these folks from dropping these ballots in the middle of the night. It's literally the middle of the night. And they were saying that people were coming into the parking lot, circling around a couple of times, and then making that executive decision that they weren't going to drop their ballots at this box. They were maybe going to try someplace else. So you can enact change. You can be an agent for change. You just have to show the initiative and be bold and take it to the streets, if you will. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com is how you can email me. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey. One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. He's a former congressman, was a Fox News contributor for a while, had his own show called Political Insiders. He joins me now. His name is John LeBoutelier. And John, I got to start with the simple question, why in the world would Nancy Pelosi go to Taiwan? Why her?
Why not?
Well, why not?
Why shouldn't an American? Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, when the day comes when there's a democratic country, Taiwan, I've been there. I went there for a week once. I was blown away by the place. It's Chinese people believing in democracy as much as we do. They have elections. They have parties. They have free press. The one thing is they hate communism. So there are billboards all over the place blasting communist China. And we're wondering why an American congressperson should go there? Come on. Why are we even asking if she should go there?
Because she's not an expert in that.
All of us. Now, well, wait a sec. She's been what are you talking about, Nancy?
She hasn't been out of the country in 2 decades.
Yes, she has. And she's the third ranking official in the United States government, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
and if she can't go there because she's afraid of pissing off the commies.
That's not
China,
my point.
We have then become a lesser country.
No, I don't think it's
you've fallen
a
into it by asking that question.
No.
Wait a second. When you say she doesn't know anything, she's more conservative and anti-communist than you are.
Nah, impossible.
You're asking why she should go
impossible.
There? No. To say she doesn't know anything about it, I don't know what the hell you're
my
talking about.
My point is,
I'm glad she went.
What's the goal?
We've had Republicans going there for years.
Yeah.
I don't hear anybody getting mad about it.
It seems
Newt
like
Gingrich
it's a
went there as Speaker.
Yeah.
We have a treaty to defend Taiwan. She's listen, how can anybody defend communist China?
Who's defending? You're throwing words in my mouth. I'm not defending China at all. I'm asking why seemingly has nothing to do with foreign relations for over a decade.
That's totally wrong. She was on the Foreign Relations Committee for years. She went to communist China and protested them in Beijing, which very few elected members of our government ever had the balls to do. She did it in 1990, a year after Tiananmen Square. She went into Tiananmen Square with two other Democratic congressmen, unfurled a banner. The military came over, took it away, and locked them up for a while.
Well, I don't know what you're talking
about. It's
32
years ago.
Position. So what? Well, you just said she knows nothing and has nothing to do with it.
All right, maybe my choice of words was wrong.
She has a I don't want to come on here and defend Nancy Pelosi, okay? But she has a consistent record of being anti-red China. You ought to know that before you attack her and say she knows nothing about.
Okay, hold on. And we're talking to former Congressman John LeBoutelier. Never once did I give you a shred of thought that I was in some way, shape, or form pro-China and anti-Pelosi. I'm anti-Pelosi and anti-China. And I don't think the trip did anybody any good. It's a political move. What was accomplished?
You attack her without knowing her record or anything about it.
What was accomplished? It's just politics, John. She did nothing.
Of course it's political. Well, what do you think going anywhere is? It's political. And the politics are the United States and communist, I keep calling it mainland China, the United States and communist China are already in a Cold War with each other. We are friends with Taiwan. We have the Taiwan Relations Act, which means we are obligated to defend them militarily if they are invaded or attacked by communists.
Do you think we'll do that? Because
I can't imagine. I don't. I think we have to.
We had to with Ukraine.
They haven't attacked. They never attacked Taiwan. They haven't done anything.
We have a deal with Ukraine,
too. They haven't done a thing. No, we did not have an agreement.
We have a Budapest. There's a treaty. There's a treaty with them.
We have nothing that says we send troops to defend Ukraine. We don't have an agreement. But we do support them and are giving them all the weapons they have. We're doing that. Here we have an agreement that says we have to defend Taiwan. And unlike Ukraine, we have naval forces based in Taiwan. So if China starts hitting that place, boom, we are automatically involved in it. Anyway, well, where I got heated with you, Lee, is I don't know what it is about Nancy Pelosi. I think maybe you're a misogynist, and you don't think because she's a woman, that she knows anything. When she knows more about foreign policy than you will ever know.
You're probably right about that,
John. She served on the Intelligence Committee. She served on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She served on the Defense Appropriations Committee. She knows this stuff inside out.
And
she beats all these Republicans every time on all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I don't really, I mean, I think maybe people are jealous of how successful she is.
So take out of the equation the fact that she seems like she's drunk all the time. We'll leave that on the table for the time being. Don't we have to factor in a little bit the fact that she's maybe one of the most unscrupulous politicians we have in Washington? Her and her husband have made tens of millions of dollars off of inside information. Can I not like her because of that?
So what you've made clear is you don't like her.
No, I don't.
And therefore, you don't like her. And therefore, without knowing anything about her, you...
Yeah, but for me, John, it was never about whether or not she has the knowledge of foreign relations. I don't remember telling you in any time and place during this conversation that she was a dummy. I don't think she's a dummy. I think she's cunning and slick and a typical Washington politician. And because I criticize a woman, all of a sudden you call me a misogynist. If I criticize a black person, I'd be racist. Apparently, I'm in a no-win situation with this. But, John, the music's playing. I got to run. Thanks. Talk to you next time. Don't move, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.